Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lots of the Braves fans hitting us up, 404-726-0929, talking about where they're at with the team, what they think, what the expectations are, whether or not this run is over. And I'm talking about seven straight postseason runs. More of that coming up. Right now, though, we got to talk to our man. B-Mac, Bryant McFadden,
oh, yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS NFL analyst, and a proud Florida State Seminole. Let me ask you, B-Mac, because they've been front and center, and yesterday Mike and I were, you know, about to finish the show up, and boom, the news hits about T.J. Watt. We believe, right, with all the Steelers have done, they are completely all in. They've paid everybody. They waited on their quarterback. Is this going to set up to be a disaster, B-Mac, or do you feel like they can have real success?
I mean, I think they can have real success. Let's start, you know, defensively. You look at the moves the Steelers have made. It's about showing up the defense to be able to have postseason success, because that's the big question. It's not about regular season success with Mike Tomlin. It's about postseason success, and they haven't had that in quite some time. I think the last postseason win for the Steelers was 2016. I mean, we're in 2025 right now. That's a long, long time. So when you factor in getting T.J. Watt back into the fold, number one, he was deserving of that contract. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. He was deserving. You look at the other moves they made to shore up your defense, especially in divisional football, I think this is the opportunity. Now, the one issue that I still have concerns with, do they have enough offensively? Because a year ago, it was George Pickens and who, when you look at the other wide receivers. Because they traded away George Pickens, it's DK Metcalf and who? I know they're expecting big things from Roman Wilson, who was a rookie last year, missed the entire season because of an injury.
Right.
But you don't know. You don't know. So I'm confident the defense can do what they've been paid to do. But can they sustain that high level of play for a full calendar season? It's hard, especially if you're not getting in the production that you need to get from your offense.
It can be interesting to see how Arthur Smith works with Aaron Rodgers. They did pick up in a trade with the Dolphins Jonnu Smith, and he's obviously, you know, Freiermuth has always been a good guy, especially, you know, moving the chains. But Jonnu Smith could be maybe the Swiss Army knife, you know, because he kind of fits into all the kind of the things that Arthur likes to do.
No question. And the versatility, you know, yeah. Arthur Smith coached Jonnu Smith in Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yep.
You know, there's a football relationship already there in place. And Jonnu had a career year for Miami. I think, you know, he led them in receptions, and he put up a historical year at the tight end position for the entire organization, and they decided to let him walk. So I love that addition. No question I do. I just have my concerns about wide receivers. You know, when you look at the cream of the crop in the AFC, right, they all have a dude at the quarterback position. You know what I mean? That's playing high-level football. But they also have guys that are surrounding that said quarterback that can deliver in the more critical moments of a ball game. Like I said, guys, outside of DK Metcalf, you have a bunch of question marks. And you can maybe, you know, weather the storm with that in regular season play. But you guys know when it gets to postseason play, you know, everything is magnified a little more. And that's when you need guys to step up.
It is Brian T. McFadden joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we do and we will throughout the course of the season on a weekly basis, guys, and get a chance to visit with him to talk all things NFL. Who has a better chance of making the postseason, Bengals or Steelers? Bengals or Steelers?
Oh, come on. Don't ask that question.
Huh? What?
What?
Why are you
too close
that
to it? You're too close to it.
They don't even make sense.
Huh?
Like, if you would ask yourself that question, you know there's only one answer.
Bengals.
No, you're lying. The truth ain't in you, like my uncle used to say. The truth is not in you if you believe the Bengals have a better chance to make the playoffs. Number one, let's do a process of elimination, right? Coaching, who are you taking? No.
Thomas lost his fastball. I mean, hadn't won a playoff game.
We'll flip a coin. That's a push.
If you're talking about Zach Taylor and Mike Tomlin, who are you taking? I'm talking about not just the head coach, the entire coaching staff. Who are you taking?
I guess Steelers, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we're guessing. We're guessing, right? Yeah.
What okay. else? What else?
Defensively, who are you taking?
Defensively, they're better.
Well, they're better.
Yeah. They're better defensively.
Okay. Special teams, who are you taking? Chris Boswell against who?
It's a toss-up.
The only thing you give Cincinnati is offense. And okay, no question. But every other factor, when you look at comparison, you're taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cincinnati has been, historically speaking, they've been bad, more bad than good.
Mm. Okay.
Right?
No, they have. But I'm asking you, Joe Burrow damn near took them to playoffs by himself last year. I mean, he carried them.
Yeah. That ain't going far again this year. Because one thing I know about Joe Burrow, he's high level, he's elite. No question. I would never debate that. But against AFC North opponents, he doesn't dominate like he dominates against opposing teams. If you think I'm lying, go look up Joe Burrow's record against Mike Tomlin.
Okay. All right. I'm going to. I actually am going to. Let me get to this because I think it's fascinating to think in these terms, B. 8 seasons, 2 MVPs, 3 Super Bowls. But he turns 30 this year.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This year. And we're talking about Patrick Mahomes. Is this thing about to change for him? Because he's been so spectacular. Right. 8 seasons, 2 MVPs, 3 Super Bowls. It's an incredible start to your career, and yet he turns 30 in September.
No, nothing changes. As bad as we would like to see something change for Pat Mahomes, I don't think so, and here's why. Andy Reid is still there. So you look at the quarterback-coaching relationship between those two players. It's felt week in and week out. And you talked about a team a year ago and Pat Mahomes. Do you guys – you have to also look at it like this. He played the entire season with missing his top 2 wide receivers throughout the year.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice,
right.
Wide receiver 1, and Hollywood Brown, wide receiver 2. Think about how many quarterbacks that would flatline their season if they're missing their top 2 wide receivers, along with some of the injuries that they were dealing with, and Isaiah Pacheco missed time as well. And all they did was parlay that into having one of the better records in the AFC and get into the Super Bowl. So one would think he would have a better string of luck when it comes to the positions that were missing a year ago, which will actually help them in terms of doing what they've done year in and year out, which is have an outstanding regular season and be heavily favorites in the postseason. So that's why I don't think things are changing right anytime soon for Pat Mahomes. I mean, offense, they've added arsenal to the offense, but like I said, think how many quarterbacks would be great still without their top two wide receivers?
Right.
How many? Not many.
No. No, I'm with you, man. Moving on to the Falcons with our man Brian McFadden, guys. Former Super Bowl winner two times with the Steelers. Joins here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Falcons defense under Jeff Ulbrich. You know, the Jets defense, before Ulbrich had to become the head coach because Saleh got fired, I mean, they had a lot of names. They had a lot of pieces on that defense. And it wasn't like, again, I still don't know. I think you could write five books on that Jets season last year, what went wrong. But do you feel we can make these young guys, along with the mix of veterans like Leonard Floyd and Onyemata, to, a top half of the NFL defense, like top 15?
No question. I think that's a realistic mark for the Jets defense. I mean, for the Falcons defense, excuse me. Now, you talked about when Ulbrich was the DC, they played more inspired football. But when he became the inner head coach, we saw a drop-off. So what I'm looking to see with Coach Ulbrich with this Falcons unit is a physical mentality being displayed week in and week out. That's the thing I want to see. You know, sometimes strategically speaking, you might lose a battle. You know, in terms of schematically speaking, you might lose a battle. But one battle you should never lose is out-toughing the next opponent.
Mm.
The willingness to fight hard but fight longer. And that has to be instilled in the Falcons, me personally, because like I said, sometimes schemes are not always going to be there. But can you be tougher for longer is a question. And I think if he can install that mindset with the Falcons, as a fan of the Falcons, you guys, listeners that who are listening to us right now, you will appreciate that. Because, yeah, sometimes you might lose a battle when it comes to schemes. But if you're telling me we're going to be the toughest group out there week in and week out, you can stand on that. And I think that's something that has to be implemented from start to finish with the Falcons. Because personnel-wise, I still believe they could add some talent to the personnel. But it is what it is at this point. Now it's about being tougher for longer.
Is there too much hype surrounding the Commanders? Is it overhyped?
It's not overhyped. I think it's deserving because of the historical side that's tied to the Commanders, the tradition and the prestige, and what they did a year ago, no one thought that could happen as fast as it did with the young quarterback. So I think all of the hype that is evolving around the Commanders is warranted, but it puts more pressure on them as well. You know what I mean? So when you look at these story franchises in the National Football League that have been inconsistent for quite some time, the first sign of good play, we take it and we run with it. It's just been a calling card. You
right.
know what I mean? Right or wrong, you know what
All
I mean?
Right.
And I know the Commanders used to have a different name, but they have a lot of tradition and prestige as tied to that, and they were bottom dwellers for quite some time, and bam, they jumped onto the scene and was almost a game away from making it to the Super Bowl. So no question the hype is there because people believe Jaden Daniels has an opportunity to be a great one, but the pressure is going to be much different than it was in 2024 based on how well they played throughout the year.
What about the rest of the AFC? We talked with Big Chuck Smith yesterday. The Ravens have been so close. And, you know, I mean, everyone is killing the tight end because obviously it was brutal what happened with the Chargers. But also Lamar's got to play clean. It's almost like we talk about like Texas in college. This is the year they're going to break through. When are the Ravens going to break through and get the brass, or in this case, as you like to say, the sticky trophy?
Man, that's Sticky Lombardi, man. That's Sticky Lombardi. You know, that's a great question. When will the Ravens break through? The Ravens will break through and not just hoisting the Sticky Lombardi, getting to that opportunity when they learn to make routine plays routinely in the more critical moments. And that's the difference between Kansas City and Pat Mahomes. That's the difference. That the routine plays not being made has halted the Baltimore Ravens. It's halted the Buffalo Bills. Prime example. A routine play to Mark Andrews from Lamar Jackson. We've seen that play countless times between those two being completed. But in the playoff time, they don't make the routine plays routinely. Because if you make that play, they probably beat the Buffalo Bills. Then when you transition to Buffalo, that last passing play from Josh Allen to Dalton Kincaid is a routine play. Was it a little difficult? No question. But it was more than a makeable catch for Dalton Kincaid. He dropped it. Guess who went on to advance? Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
See, great teams they are not always the greatest in the more critical moments. They just make the routine plays happen routinely. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing. You look at the miscues that we've seen in playoff football for teams that are trying to get over the hump. They find a way to not make the routine plays happen routinely. Because you can ask 100 football fans the same question. Will the Baltimore Ravens have a successful regular season? Everyone would say the same thing. Yes. Will they be one of the best teams in the AFC? Yes, especially if they're healthy. But then when you get to playoff football, if you ask the same question, then you might get different answers because we haven't seen the Baltimore Ravens make routine plays happen routinely in playoff football.
It is fair, and I agree with you. They're talented. They're going to be good again. It's when it matters most. I totally agree, and that's going to be the
routine
issue.
Routine plays.
Yeah. B-Mac, man, appreciate you stopping by as always. Can't wait until camp gets underway next week. Teams reporting.
I'll text you guys when I will be in Flowery Branch so
Please
we can
do.
Link up, but I will be
yes.
coming out. The highlight. It's a big deal, man. We're expecting big things out of Atlanta, so
yes.
the Falcons, man, media attention is going to be at a galore for the Falcons, man, so let's see how they live up to the building. You talked about the Commanders. The spotlight going to be on the Falcons this year.
No, it is.
It's time to put up or shut up.
Well, you're right. All right, man, hit us up. Let us know. We'll be up there. We'll let our listeners know as well, and appreciate you, man. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Bryant McFadden. Hey, coming up, how you going to be undefeated but miss the playoffs? Come on. And also, we get you caught up on the leaderboard at the Open.
Yes.
Next.
Yes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.